Goodbye.
Pathway to Paradise. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Pathway to Paradise. Wow. Where is paradise? Where is the pathway that goes to paradise? Is there a pathway around here that goes to paradise?
Yeah.
What is that pathway?
Into myself.
My thought.
The pathway is Far Valley Road. Okay. Far Valley Road is the pathway to paradise. The University of Healing, the campus here, the Absolute Monastery campus, is paradise. This is paradise. It's been called that by us and by others, and with good reason. But it's a pathway to paradise. Well, now, if you were invited to paradise, and you were invited to walk the pathway to paradise, what would you do? Would you be prepared to walk a very lovely path? Mm-hmm. Would you be prepared to walk a very beautiful path that's filled with joy and peace and harmony and goodness, and all of the wayside of the path is a lovely verdant garden, and it's just a glorious thing to look at? Or is your pathway to heaven, to paradise, a very rotten place? A place where you don't believe in anything, a place where you find evil, a place where you find non-cooperative people living, a place where you find hell on earth. And a lot of people find hell on earth on their way to paradise, don't they? Now, what do you find as you walk the pathway to paradise? What is it that you find as you walk Far Valley Road? Well, we've lived here now since 1985 approximately, and that's over 30 years. Now, how long is that? And we've lived here since 1985. 25 years. And what have we done as we have walked along this path for these 25 years, as we've driven this path? Have we looked at every piece of property and said, oh, you are so beautiful, you are so colorful, you are so charming? And do we have the people come running out of their houses when they sense that we're going to drive by because we have such grand charisma? And they say, hi, Miss Jeremy, hi, Sylvia, hi, Ingeborg, hi, Herb, how are you doing, you know? Or do the people run out of their house and say, yuck, you know, you're the people that live at the end of the path, you're the people that live in that closed acreage back there where we can't get to, and you're the people who are doing this. Is that what the people are saying? Well, actually, that's what the people are saying. And that's what the people are saying because we are saying that we think the people on the pathway to paradise are the most wonderful people in the world. We would trust the people on the pathway to paradise with our infant child. We would trust that they would be able to take care of them and handle them well. We would trust those people with our baby puppies, knowing that they would treat them with all the greatest respect and love. We would say that every single being on the pathway to paradise is an angel, is a fabulous person. Now, we've had to do a little bit of repair work now and then, but when we did repair work, did we do repair work of saying, you're bad and you cannot be redeemed? Or did we do repair work in saying, you're whole and perfect, you're fantastic, you're glorious, you're wonderful. You're fantastic, you're wonderful, you're wonderful. Do we have on the pathway to paradise families that we admire and respect? Do we have on the pathway to paradise families who have children in them who we would just enjoy having, hiring now and then to do things on our property and to do work along our property? Do we have a neighbor who has since moved away, Art? And what did Art do? Art would go helping his neighbors. He would help them do their plumbing. He would help them do any little problem that they'd have. If they had problems with their car, he'd give them a hand. He'd go and help them with their electrical. He'd help them with anything, never asking a penny for it. just going and helping them. He would help them when they'd ask him to do something professionally, to come over and build something for them. Well, then, of course, he'd charge them a reasonable or unreasonable fee, whoever is paying the bill. But the thing is, Art was always a generous, loving person. Now, basically, Art loves everyone on Far Valley Road. And he found everyone on Far Valley Road a very commendable person, a very commendable family. And he had relationships with the people along the road and helping them one way or another, or being friends with them. And all of his friendship on Far Valley Road, on the pathway to paradise, was absolutely fantastic. Now, Art didn't quite make it. Unfortunately, all the people on the pathway to paradise didn't quite make it to paradise. They are on the pathway. They are on the way. They are seeking paradise, but they haven't accomplished it yet. Because paradise has a closed gate. Paradise has a fence around it. Not to keep people out or to keep people in or anything, but just to delineate, this is a sacred preserve, a reserve. It's a preserve that is for animals. Animals can be on this property and be loved and untouched. Animals can be on this property and be totally respected and honored. And they're told to go away. And of course, if dangerous animals don't want to go away, they're encouraged to go away, and sometimes they lose their life in the process. But basically, they go away. Like a rattlesnake who doesn't want to leave, we have to behead him, because we don't want somebody around who doesn't respect paradise. Now, you say, well, why would you ever have a rattlesnake who didn't respect paradise on paradise? Because we allow people to come onto the property who are not harmonious. We allow people to come on. Do you have any rattlesnakes around here? Do you have any coyotes around here? Do you have any bad things around here? And of course, then out they come. We live here 25 years, never seeing any of these creatures. But when some people come here with negative attitudes of mind, then they call these critters out of the nowhere. Now, are they the bad ones for calling them out? No. We are the bad ones for allowing people to come on our property who are not harmonious with being in paradise. Now, we don't say, hey, you got to be harmonious with being in paradise. What do? We see them harmonious with being in paradise. As we see every family along Far Valley Road as the ideal family, as we see every mother and father and child along Far Valley Road as the ideal mother and father and child, we see every house as the ideal house, with the families taking great, great, great pride in taking care of their property and taking care of their land that they have. Just like they do on Las Calas Road,
Cali Laredo Road,
which is one of our other entrances. The sheriff bought a house, and he put a house on a property, and he had nice 8 acres there, and he had horse sheds, and the place looked just like a horsey place for somebody who was not interested in peace and harmony. And it was a sheriff, you know, and he was interested in keeping the peace and maintaining the peace. Well, he lived there for quite a number of years. And then all of a sudden, he decided to sell the property. And he moved away. And a woman bought the property. And a woman did the dastardly, dastardly, dastardly thing that she did. She brought her charisma with her onto the property. And when her charisma was on that property, it was just like a bright golden beam of light that sparkled over the entire property. And as she made a lovely garage with a beautiful concrete patio for it, and a patio leading to the house, and a patio and an overcast on the porch of her house. And she built this garage not because she had a car she loved to drive, but she built a garage for a car that she loved. It was a gold antique car. And And it was a classic, and it ran, but she kept it in that garage, and that was her special place. And it, people had, the garage had windows all around it, so people could come and view the beautiful car inside, and it was wonderful. Then she put a lovely fence around her property to keep her dogs in, to let her dogs know what the boundary of the property was. And so the dogs are now happily running around their property. Now, she is bringing to that piece of property what the sheriff didn't bring. The sheriff did not have love in his heart, and so the property looked just like a normal property without any love. And so many people too, many people who are along Los Caliente Road, they have a lovely house, beautiful new houses, but they don't have any sparkle outside. One or two have, and as the one or two have, you always look at that. You look at the beautiful driveway that this guy built going up a hill, and he put concrete on it and made it just really fantastic. Another guy built a great, big, tall house with a red roof and tile roof, and it's a lovely type of house, tiny windows in it, though, for me. And it's a nice big yard and everything else like that, but just the house is there with not one knick-knack around that place, not one broken-down car, not one piece of anything to show that they live there. Now, the sheriff had a lot of junk on his property. It showed that he lived there. It was junk for the horses and junk for the keeping of the property itself. Well, this lady brought class to it. She brought class to it. Now, we had a man who worked on our property here. He did concrete work for us. And he has a big piece of property on Far Valley Road. And it's an interesting piece of property. It's quite messy because he has his business source from there. And he's got all his different type of equipment, and he's got, it has a tendency to try to be cleaned up. I have the feeling that his son tries to clean it up now and then, and tries to rearrange it now and then. But as he's rearranging it, his father comes up to him and says, "Oh, it's okay, don't bother, don't bother." And so he loses enthusiasm for it. And there's a lot of other houses, right? But what is the problem is that we have not turned on our spotlight of love. As we drive in and out Far Valley Road, which is what we do very seldom, as we drive in and out, we say, "Oh, this darn road, oh, this crooked road, oh, this twisty road, oh, these people have junk in their yards, oh, this, that," and we complain and complain and complain. "Oh, these people are not to be trusted. Oh, these people are not to be loved. Oh, these people have this hang-up and that hang-up." And who's got the hang-up? Us. Us. Because we want to have everyone in our image. But if you want to have everybody in your image, what did the little boy say to his mother when his mother said, "That's a naughty boy. I don't want you to play with him. He does naughty things."
"He's not naughty with me."
"Mommy, he's not naughty when he's with me. He's not naughty when he..." Now, was the boy naughty when he was with him? No. Because he wasn't being challenged. He wasn't being encouraged to be naughty. Now, as we drive up and down Far Valley Road, which is the pathway to paradise, as we take this road trip mentally or physically or whatever we do, we should, not should, we can bless every inch of the road and see it in perfect repair. Bless every inch of the property along the road, seeing it all maintained beautifully and lovely. Seeing all of the people who live along the way with gorgeous houses, not necessarily expensive. Mm-hmm. They just take care of them. Yeah. They love them. They put the loving touch on everything. And all of the people who live on the pathway to paradise are lovers. Lovers. They are such lovers. They are such glorious people. We see them perfect. If those people would ever realize how many blessings they receive from me, how many blessings they receive from me as I go by their property. And I look at their property not with its undoing, but with its doing. I say, what a lovely possibility they have here to do all sorts of things. How lovely is it? And we have David, one of our neighbors, and he and his wife have a daughter who has some mental physical problems. And so every time I think of David, I think, your daughter is whole and perfect, your daughter is whole and perfect, your daughter is whole and perfect. And the daughter is becoming more and more balanced all the time. But the daughter cannot seem to climb over that edge of being whole and perfect because mommy and daddy see her as they saw her with the problem. Most parents find it difficult with children who need to get well because they cannot see them whole and perfect. They see them with the period of time of it takes to get well. We look at the pathway to paradise. We have no problem saying the campus here is paradise. We have no problem saying that the area up here in the mountains is paradise. We have no problem saying everything around us is paradise until we come to the pathway to paradise, and then we say it could stand a little loving care. But it can stand a little loving care by each of us. By each of us looking at it and seeing it glorious and wonderful. We have brought people up the pathway to paradise at various times, and each time they've come up that path, there's been some sort of a unhappy situation that took place. And it was our fault. It was the fault that people said, oh, is this okay? Is this safe? Is it this? Is that? You know, is the Border Patrol doing this? Are they looking at this here? And what have you? Because many of our guests are from Europe, and many of our guests are from other languages and other lands and so forth. And so when they come here, the Border Patrol could very well ask them a question. And, of course, they have the answer. And what is the answer to most of the people who come here to visit us? Most of the people who come here to visit us are American citizens. And so there's no problem, is there? And the other people who come here all have valid visas or passports or whatever to show where they are. And so there's no problem. But what do we do? Oh dear, oh dear. It's like the time Pamela Wangler was walking with me along the meditation path, and her son Alan was running ahead of us, and he was all naked running along the path, maybe about quarter mile or further ahead of us. We were up on a mountain coming down. And we saw him jump over the stick, and the dogs jump over the stick, and the cats were jumping over the stick. And what happened? Pam says, oh, it's a rattlesnake. And it was. And I said, shish, shish. Don't say a thing and don't do a thing, you know. And so she didn't. And he went home perfectly safe and perfectly happy and perfectly wonderful. But you see, this is the way it works. This is the way the principle works, and this is how it functions. Our world is a reflection of whatever our thinking is. Whatever our thought is, whatever our love is, whatever our desire is, that's our world. So if you want our world to be a happy world, if we want to call Far Valley Road Pathway to Paradise, we have to think of it as Pathway to Paradise. We have to love it, bless it, and know that everyone who drives on it, everyone who lives along the Pathway to Paradise, recognizes that they do indeed live on the Pathway to Paradise. That's our opportunity, that's our challenge, that's our joy, and that's our goal, and that's what I say, go for it, babies. It's your gift to yourself if you want it. I do it all the time, and I love it. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Thank you.